14 cranes that are part of the plan to create a permanent migrating flock of whoopers in the eastern U.S. have paired off and built nests over the last 2 years. This summer, at least 2 eggs were laid, but the cranes did not incubate them. Predators then destroyed the eggs. Nisida Wildlife Refuge manager Larry Wargowski says the failure to incubate is typical for younger birds, but he predicts the cranes will do better in years to come.
As the birds get older, they would probably start incubating right away and defend it. A large bird that's 5 foot tall and 7 foot wingspan can fend off probably a raccoon or some other predator that might take the egg. But in this case, they're very immature young birds.
Wargowski anticipates the bonded pairs will remain together during the winter in Florida and be ready to again try procreating.
And it looks like it should be really optimistic that we'll have good egg production and hopefully some young next spring.
Until enough migrating whoopers are able to produce their own young, the Whooping Crane Partnership will continue to bring in crane chicks from a protected refuge in Maryland. 21 young birds were brought in this year. The plan is they'll migrate out behind ultralight aircraft next month. Another set of birds being trained to follow adult cranes will fly out later. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Nisida.